There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Yes, we introduce a new person that wants to give a judgment zone, Jordan Justice, our intern here. Jordan, the court reporter, something happened to you. You were talking to us about it, so we thought, why don't you just put it out there and let people decide whether this person's jerk or justified. So what happened?
So I was driving home from school and popped my tire.
Mm. Where were you? What road?
I was just getting off the Empire Boulevard exit off of 590. Mm-hmm. Really sharp turn. Didn't take it sharp enough. Popped my tire. Ooh. Yeah. So finally pull over, call my dad, and I'm like, I'm stranded. I need you to come get me.
That is the worst too, when you have a flat tire, pop a tire. It's like the loudest sound, right?
And yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Is my car? I didn't know what was happening.
So right by the ball fields there, right in the corner there. Oh, yep. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to pull over, you know, just get out of everybody's way. I call him and I'm like, hi, I know you're really busy today, but I need you to come and get me. And so he comes and we're trying to call tow truck and all that stuff. And then my dad says, oh, two cop cars just passed us and they didn't want to stop and see if we're okay. So they are in the judgment zone.
Oh, wow. Two police officers drove by while you guys were stranded on the side of the road.
Yes.
And they didn't stop to help.
Nope.
Were they state troopers or RPD, or did you notice?
Webster police?
I didn't notice. Mm-hmm. My dad saw them. I don't know. But
that's very bold of you, Jordan. For the first people that you put in the judgment zone, you choose to put police officers over a broadcast of the radio.
That's great.
Very cool.
Well, you're trying to top Sandy and the judge thing?
Yeah. Good thing we changed your last name.
All right. So then the question is, were these police officers that drove by a stranded young lady
and her father
fixing a flat tire, jerk or justified? Sandy, start with you.
How do I feel about this?
Come on, Sandy.
What are you gonna say, Kanye?
Oh, it's justified. Come on, it's a pop tire. I'd hope that police officers have more to handle than helping a grown man and his daughter fix a pop tire. You know me, I never think a man should ever call AAA or they should change the tire themselves.
Okay, so if you say this is justified, now I have to represent jerk. So now, here we go again. I'm going to call an officer a jerk. I called the judge a jerk, and now an officer. Thank you. Okay, I will take on this case. I am representing jerk because that's what they have to, protect. And it's dangerous to be stranded on the side of the road. And they should help, at least to see, hey, are you guys cool? Okay, all right, good. And then proceed. Or maybe they weren't cool. Maybe they did need help. Maybe they did need a road flare to block traffic. A lot of injuries happen when you're on the side of the road fixing your tire.
You have a good point.
But not one, but two officers drove by. So obviously it's the popular opinion that that is the correct thing to do. So it's justified.
Just because if everybody was jumping off a bridge, would you? I mean, it's not. Don't do the herd mentality.
Maybe someone jumped off a bridge and that's where they were going.
Oh,
they
were
that there could be.
Well, then their lights would have been on.
Okay.
Well, now their tell us that.
Right. Okay. Were their lights on?
No.
Okay. So there was no like real
emergency
trouble. Yeah.
All right. Then your call's at 222-2899. You're on the jury. You want to be the first juror? Give us a buzz. Okay. Here's one ringing. Hold on a second. Okay, let's go this one. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. You're on the judgment zone. You're the first juror. So were the cops that drove by our Jordan Justice with the flat tire and a dad, were they a jerk or justified to keep driving?
They're justified. Just because the lights are not doesn't mean they're not going to a call.
Okay.
There you go. Very good.
Being an officer myself, I know that.
Okay, there you go.
Wow. Great. Wow. Now, see, I am representing the jury. I would never call an officer a jerk. Please don't hold this against me.
Justified. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Appreciate it. What do you say, jerk or justified? The cop didn't stop when she had a flat tire.
Did you hear that last caller? He was a police officer.
I don't care. Jerk. It's their job to make sure that people are safe. And they town vehicle, it wouldn't have hurt to stop for 2 seconds. Are you okay? Do you need any help?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hi to Buzz, Jerk, or Justified?
I'm going to say Justified because I'm sure they have better things to do.
There you go.
Better things to do than to save someone stranded on the side of the road. How are you supposed to prioritize other people's need? Like, that's kind of judgmental.
Well, like the other officer said, if just because their lights aren't on don't mean they're not going to a call or something. I'm sure they have other things to do than sit on the side of the road and watch somebody change a tire.
Mm. It's dangerous to be stranded on the side of the road. That is danger right there.
How many services do you need to change a tire? You need to call your dad, you need to call AAA, and you need the police. It's a tire. It's 4 bolts.
Thank you.
If it was just the woman, I'm sure they could have stopped.
No, that's true. Yeah, they may have seen
Well, wait a minute. You think there was... that's kind of sexist.
All right, just hang up now.
Yeah, get out
quick,
of this.
Quick, quick.
Go. 222 Buzz is the number.
You, how old are you, 21? A 21-year-old doesn't know what to do when their tire is
that's
popped on the side
the
of the
point.
Road, and the cops get slack for it.
Yeah. Objection. Doesn't matter if she knows or not.
Yes, it does.
Well, okay, so if somebody accidentally shoots themselves in the foot because they don't know how to use their gun, now the cops shouldn't help them out, and the hospital shouldn't, you know, help them because they didn't know how
she
to use
the injured.
Gun.
She wasn't injured. That's different.
Yeah.
She could have been injured.
My neck kind of hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from watching your dad try to call the AAA.
Listen,
from texting your dad looking down. That's why your neck hurt.
Nobody wants to call an officer a jerk, and this feels very uncomfortable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the action of these officers. The job, I feel safe when an officer is around because I assumed that no matter what happens to me, if I ever am in harm's way, they're going to spring into action and save me. In this case, they didn't spring into action.
But by helping you, the person who doesn't even need help, I mean, it's debatable if you need help, could be taking away the attention of somebody who really does.
Mm.
So if in the middle of changing my tire, they get a call, obviously if somebody's dying, okay, prioritize this. But how many people, and if you have done this, if you work for a tow truck company or what's that company that comes out and helps people, what is it?
AAA? Action?
Yeah, Action? Like, right.
Those people, they will say 222-2899, please be a part of the jury because you know how dangerous it is to be on the side of the road. Not everybody is paying attention. There's almost near misses accidents. We need an officer to protect us.
Everybody must be aware of the pullover law, okay? If you see flashing lights, get over. So you say.
That's justified.
You say.
Jerk.
What do you say? A 222 Buzz, shall we? Hi to Buzz. Is this jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Standing next to this young woman on the side of the road is her father.
Ooh, good point.
Wait a second. So now we assume that every man next to a young woman is an attacker?
No, but as a police officer, you should stop and offer a flare. Make sure they've called AAA.
Yeah.
See if she is safe and if there was some kind of accident that caused this issue.
Because what is their job? Their job is to protect, right? Their job
exactly.
is to make sure they're there to provide a service, which is protect you and make sure you're okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Personally, I always stop and just make sure, you know, you made a phone call, you got a flare, and that's just me as a Samaritan. So a cop cannot stop or even to call, like, the next cop if they're on their way to a call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Thank you. Wow. 222 Buzz is the number. The cop didn't stop when she had a pop. Her tire popped, that is. Jerk or justify, what do you think?
Hey, Scott, isn't the handbook for the cops to protect and serve?
That sounds familiar, Bill.
Yes, it is.
So?
Oh, that one cop that passed her up is a jerk.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Dang it, Bill.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Those cops are definitely jerks.
Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified? So she popped a tire, her dad was there to help, and two cops drove by and didn't stop. Which one is it, jerk or justified?
Justified.
Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Jerk.
This is an easy case, my friend.
In 2018, we're comfortable with calling police officers jerks. That's sad.
Don't! You dare take it out of context. You're like the news.
You're such a twister.
I know,
you're
right?
The news media. Fake news.
You're supposed to help the public, not only protect them, but
I went and bought a trunk full of groceries yesterday, and they're just so heavy. So I'm going to call the police and have them come over and help me because I'm the public and I need help. No, it's not.
It's danger, safety of the individuals who live here. And that was, it's Jordan's
safety.
I live
on South Plymouth. It's always dangerous there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you say? 222 Buzz is the number. And Jordan, how are you feeling about this?
I feel good. Okay. Sandy, do you feel good?
Yeah, I'm not waffling. Yeah. I'm not, especially looking at the tally so far. Mm-hmm. There's a 3-vote difference, and Jerk is winning.
You must feel good being able to go through life just fixing everything with that iPhone thingamajig you got going on, where you just call people for all your problems instead of solving them yourself. Pretty good feeling, I bet.
Hello, The Buzz. You're on the judgment zone. You're on the jury. Is this Jerk or Justified for the cops to drive by?
Justified, and maybe Dad should buy her AAA.
Yeah, how about that?
Merry Christmas.
I know. Okay. Hi, The Buzz, Jerk or Justified. Hello there.
Hey, it's Billy from Philly. How are you?
Billy from Philly. You are live. Tell us, Jerk or Justified.
Really? I'm live?
You are live. Jerk or Justified.
Oh, wow, I do have a pulse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, two people drive by. Two cops drive by. That's it. That's the thing. They're responding to something, whether it be Billy's burger joint or a call of any other nature.
Okay.
It's justified. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry. That's the correct answer.
You got one more to tie it up. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Hey, I'm going with Justified.
Hey.
For real. What is the job of an officer? It's to protect the citizens. They were not on their way to an emergency. If you are on your way to an emergency, you should have your flashing lights
That's
on.
That's what you used to do when you were a cop, right?
Okay.
That's what the point of the lights are for, aren't they?
That's what the TV says. That's a TV show. Right. Show. We need a drum roll because we are in a tense hung jury right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the next call. Let me just pick this up. Hi to Buzz. You're the deciding factor whether when these cops drove by when Jordan and her dad were on the side of the road fixing the tire, were they jerk or justified?
Justified. All day.
Justified. Oh, how about that? Justified. That's right. Blue lives matter. Yeah, I made it political.